We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. And in our call to worship today, we're in Acts chapter 19, our passage where we're going to be centered today in our preaching. And we see the Apostle Paul returning to the church at Ephesus. He had left there at the end of the second missionary journey. The seed of a local church was planted there. And then after going back to Jerusalem, he goes back to Ephesus and spends a lot of time there. And we're told in verse 8, "And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God." It's interesting there that the response by most of the Jews there was negative. And he turns again to the Greeks and focuses on them for a space of 2 years, communicating. And I want you to see the subject of what he was sharing with them, and that was disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God, the changes that had taken place since Jesus Christ had ascended back into heaven, the changes that had taken place since Pentecost, and bringing the Old Testament economy in their minds to a stopping point and the beginning of the New Testament economy. You can't have a New Testament until you have the death of a testator. And the death of the testator was Jesus Christ. And he rose again bodily from the tomb. And so a New Testament was begun. And he's sharing with them those changes. And the response is, we don't want any part of it. We don't think that anything's changed. We want to continue in our Old Testament thinking and ways. You know, whenever God changes how he does certain things, we have to change with him. Now you say, well, God never changes. God can change how he deals with people because he did change. He shared with the Apostle Paul things that were kept as a mystery during the Old Testament. And he shares with Paul the changes that would take place and the emphasis upon a Gentile ministry. And so we have to be flexible, as one Scottish preacher once said, at Bob Jones University Chapel, says we have to be flexible in the hands of the Holy Spirit. God needs to be able to move and work in our hearts and lives, and if we're bucking and stubborn and fighting against that, then we're not going to know. We're not going to enjoy what God has for us. I'm so thankful for the ministry of the Apostle Paul. He was a patient man, just ministering in difficult places, ridiculed, mocked, scorned, thrown in prison, beaten. He was a man that was submitted to God's Holy Spirit. He endured the price of being a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the Lord used him in a mighty way to encourage. And we're going to see that today as he deals with 12 men that had not received the Holy Spirit, this patient working with these individuals to bring them to a clear understanding of the gospel of the grace of God. I'm thankful for patient men like Paul. May we be patient as well as we minister to souls all around us each and every day.